You may well know the story about the Sunday school teacher who was a little concerned that her teaching was getting a little dry, because the children always knew the answer, which was, of course, Jesus. So one day she asked them, "What has whiskers, a bobbly tail, pointy ears?" And the little boy who she asked the question said, "Well, it looks, sounds remarkably like a rabbit to me, but the answer must be Jesus." Is he the answer in our lives? In this passage from Colossians, it is a very powerful statement of faith. And indeed, what Paul is doing in his letter is taking probably an early Christian song and is highlighting some of the heresies that have begun to grow within the early church. And so he is emphasizing the centrality and supremacy of Christ. Paul is taking the Colossians back to basics, because they had begun to bring in strict rules about the right way to behave in worship and in living, and were forgetting that the focus was to be on God. So in the center, it's a pity it's not set up differently. This is a wonderful poem. And in the typeset that we have, it just looks like text. But it actually is a poem in two parts. And in the center of it, Paul says, "He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church." So Paul is emphasizing that Christianity is about Jesus Christ. It's not a philosophy of living. That comes as a consequence of our faith, as we seek the help of Jesus through the Holy Spirit in our lives as to how we should live. But who does this song that Paul is developing, who does it claim Jesus to be? Jesus is the image of the invisible God. And by looking at Jesus, as we come to worship God, by looking at Jesus, he reveals God to us. And how do we get to know Jesus? Well, we get to know him through the Bible, through our praying, and through our reflection. Paul highlights that Jesus is the firstborn of all creation. He was there from the beginning. And creation was for Jesus and by Jesus. And if we were to explore the poem, we'd see that that's actually repeated and said in a slightly different way about him being in the beginning, how he's the firstborn, not just in creation, but from the dead. So Paul is balancing creation on the one hand with the new life, the new creation that Jesus came to bring us on the other. Paul talks about reconciliation, about this new creation that we are in Christ. And Paul goes on to say that it is in Jesus that all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. And it is through the blood of Christ on the cross that we are reconciled with him. And that's what Jolie and I have been exploring as Jolie is taking this path and this journey of faith to discover God through what Jesus has to say, to find peace with God by knowing Jesus for herself, and to worship God through her renewed love of Jesus Christ. So to all those questions about how to discover God, where to find peace, and how to worship God, the answer is Jesus Christ. Paul, later in the reading we had, talks about Christ in us, because that is how we are equipped to live out our life as Christians. And I do pray for all of us that we are able to be firm in making that our answer. But sometimes perhaps we do continue to chase after that rabbit. So a challenge to all of us today is, are we able to answer that it is indeed Jesus Christ the answer to the questions that we have for our life? And Jolie has made Jesus the answer for her as she has come to her baptism today. And in our reading from Luke, Mary too found the answer by finding the better part at the feet of Jesus. It is open to all to accept the mystery of God. And as Paul says, Christ is in us all. All who proclaim Jesus as Lord, the hope of glory. Amen.